Hi there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. Today, we are going to continue last week's discussion on historical versus implied volatility. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's continue this conversation about historical versus implied volatility. Back with us, we've got Todd Rich, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Boston Options Exchange, and Bill Ryan, Senior Specialist of Investor Services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Thank you both for being here again.
Oh, you're most welcome. Good to be back.
Thanks for having me back, Joe.
Good to have you both. Now, last week, we set out to define what volatility is and how it works, and our listener heard terms like historical and implied volatility. Todd, just to bring us, all together and bring us back up to speed, let's compare and contrast these two types of volatility.
Okay, just as a summary from what we did last week, historic volatility refers to the stock. It's a measurable number, a known quantity from stock movement in the past. Only options have implied volatility. And the implied volatility of an option is your expected volatility of the stock in the future. Now, only options have implied volatility. The implied volatility of an option is a prediction of what you're expecting to see in price movement of the stock in the future.
Can I stop you right there, Todd? Now, so a stock has historic volatility and an option has implied volatility? Is that right?
That is exactly right. Now, while you can measure both of those numbers, historic is an actual fact, and the implied volatility you can see as measurable of what's going on in the marketplace right now in the premium levels of options. The truth is these numbers can actually vary. And in fact, they quite often do vary, and there's a multiple number of reasons that would affect why historic volatility and implied volatility are different.
Well, and I'm sure with the number of instruments that are traded out there in the marketplace, a lot of those different stocks and companies have different personalities and therefore different levels of historic and implied volatility.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Bill, where can investors find information like historic and implied volatility?
Joe, we can find historic and implied volatility information at the Options Industry Council website, specifically under the quotes section of the site. We have graphic representations of historic and implied volatilities for each of the 3,000 or so stocks that have options available for trading.
That sounds, almost like that options calculator, like another invaluable tool that we offer at the OIC site.
Absolutely. We give option traders all the tools they need to get headed in the right direction.
Super. Now, Todd, as you mentioned before, there are times when you see significant difference between the level of the implied volatility and the historic volatility. What's going on when something like that's happening?
Now, we just discussed that last week, where different events like earnings cycles could impact the rise the increase or the decrease in implied volatilities. There's other reasons as well.
Now, Bill, you want to add to that?
I sure would. When the historic and implied volatility numbers are different, it's important for the strategist to ask themselves, what's going on? Why are these numbers different? When this happens, there's usually some important marketplace logic that is causing these volatility differences. It is important for the strategist to be aware of announcements that can impact the financial markets. These types of announcements include corporate earnings, government reports, and regulatory announcements. Since volatility is a measure of uncertainty, world events can also cause volatility to expand and contract.
So again, that aspect of uncertainty that we were talking about last week is a pretty significant component when it comes to this implied volatility.
Yes, and one thing a trader should be aware of, and really a red flag should go up, if the implied volatility and historic volatilities are dramatically different.
Does that happen very often?
Oh, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. In fact, that's when you are an options investor, it's important to do your homework. Know what implied volatility a particular options on a particular stock tend to trade at. And if there's a difference in implied volatility, it should be to the investor, I need to do my homework. What's going on here? In fact, on the OIC website, they offer an options calculator where investors and traders can input different volatilities into a model and witness how changes in volatility impact the premium prices on the options.
On the OIC website, we've got it all.
Okay. Now, so you've got historic volatility, you've got implied volatility. They both have their own levels. Sometimes they maybe trade at levels that are similar to one another, and then at other times, there's a disparity between the two, and the investor needs to know maybe those tendencies.
They need to know those tendencies, and they also need to know the ramifications of it. And we've talked about how implied volatility tends to, it affects directly the premium level on option. You increase implied volatility, the premium levels on options go up. You decrease implied volatility, premium levels on options go down. The term for that is actually called vega. Vega is how a change in volatility affects the level of the premium of the options. But it's absolutely critical for an investor to know what that means and what it means for a particular stock.
Well, Todd, I think you hit on a real important point when it comes to understanding volatility. No conversation on volatility is really complete without a thorough discussion of vega, one of the Greeks. Unfortunately, for today, we're out of time. Todd and Bill, can I ask you to come back one more time to wrap up this segment where we concentrate on vega?
It'll cost you, but it's doable.
All right, well, that's good. How about you, Bill?
I'm looking forward to be there, Joe.
All right, is it going to cost me?
No cost.
Yeah, volatility's going up on that one.
All right, very good. Well, great, guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening today. If you have any options-related questions, check out our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. Again, if you have any feedback on the show, email us at options@theocc.com. We hope you will join us next week for part 3 of this show on historical versus implied volatility. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.